Paul James.
Okay, so if you've just joined us, our topic today is 2 plus 2, and so far our callers seem to be leaning towards an answer of 6. And we'd like to hear your views if you disagree with that.
Well, I grew up in a coal mining village in Somerset, and my old dad used to bring me home 2 pieces of coal for our tea every day. And at the end of the week, we'd always have sex.
That's an interesting view. So, what you're saying is that in your experience, the answer is always 6.
That's right. I know these intellectual types have their own ideas, but what do they know about coal mining?
Valuable first-hand experience there. So, what do you think of that, Professor?
This is utter nonsense. With the application of elementary mathematics, it's obvious that there are an infinite number of different answers.
Bob Ginthorpe, member for Bembrook North.
The professor's quite right, you know. People are always jumping in and saying there's a simple answer to everything. The world just isn't like that.
2 plus 2, that age-old mathematical question. That's the topic of debate tonight. Please keep your calls and emails coming.